Technology in Different Cultures. Full report.
The latest Pew research into smartphone usage shows that it is growing rapidly right across the globe. However, while smartphone use is increasing everywhere, there are significant variations from country to country, even among those of equal wealth. For instance, while Israel and South Korea, of the advanced nations, have smartphone ownership rates of roughly 90% of adults, in Greece and Poland, the number is just 60%. As to less developed nations, Brazil and South Africa match that number of 60%, while in Nigeria, the number is just 40%, and in India, it is as low as 24%. So while there is a connection between a country's wealth and its smartphone ownership rate, it's not the only significant factor. One big difference between the advanced and emerging economies can be found in the age of smartphone users. In all countries, younger people are more likely to own smartphones, access the internet, and use social media. But then, the picture gets more interesting. For instance, in Russia, only a quarter of the people over 50 have a smartphone, while in South Korea, it's about 9 out of 10. But in all of the advanced economies, the gap between the age groups is shrinking, and it has been doing so since around 2015. The researchers suggest that because people have had smartphones for longer in these countries, they've grown older with them. In contrast, the gap between the old and young is actually growing in less developed nations. For example, in the Philippines, people 34 and under are 47% more likely to have a smartphone today than those over 50. Compare that to a gap of only 23% in 2015. The other big factors are education and income level. In every country surveyed, better educated people with higher incomes are more likely to use the internet. The same is true of social media use. The education gaps in emerging economies are especially wide. For example, 58% of Nigerians with secondary or higher education use social media, compared with just 10% of Nigerians with lower education levels. The education gap in internet use is an even wider 53 points. 65% of higher educated Nigerians use the internet, compared with just 12% of those with lower levels of education. In contrast, gender plays only a limited role in technology use. For example, the gender gap in smartphone ownership is usually in the single digits, if it exists at all. In Japan, for instance, 69% of men own smartphones, compared with 63% of women. Men and women have largely obtained smartphones at the same speed, meaning that the gender gap in usage has stayed the same. In Brazil, for example, while 38% of women and 43% of men owned smartphones in 2015, today, 57% of women and 63% of men own smartphones. A nearly identical gap at both points in time. The big exception in this is India, where men are twice as likely as women to have smartphones. And India's gender gap is growing. Today's gap is 10 points wider than it was just 5 years ago. It'll be interesting to see how these trends develop in future. Keep tuning in for Tech and Society Updates.